light and peace in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my lamp. My God, you illumine my darkness. O God of power and matchless force, who set the waters in their course, and draw from raging ocean strife a world of fresh and fertile life. You freely fill the sea and sky with fish to swim and birds to fly, and give to each its proper place to leap and sing before your face. Grant us your new creation here, adrift in chaos, sin, and fear, to seek our anchor in the flood of life that comes from Jesus' blood. And make our faith as high and deep as birds of air and fish you keep. Uplift our hope and drown our pride, that grace and love be multiplied. Dear Abba, this we ask be done through Jesus Christ, your well-loved Son, whom with your Spirit we adore, one God who loves forevermore. For the glory of your name, Adonai Eloheinu, deliver us. O God, the nations have invaded your land. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants as food to feed the birds of heaven, the flesh of your servants to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out blood like water in Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We have become the taunt of our neighbors, the mockery and scorn of those who surround us. How long, Holy One, will your impatience last? How long will we suffer for refusing your love? Reveal your power to those who rule nations, nations that refuse to acknowledge your truth. Reveal your strength to peoples who conquer, who praise only themselves, for they have devoured your servant Jacob and laid waste the land where he dwells. Forgive us the abuse of your creation. Humble us with your merciful love. Before the world becomes a barren waste, and we are left in the depths of distress, help us renew the face of the earth. Deliver us and forgive our sins. Let other nations not cry out, where is their faith? Let all who have spilled innocent blood make reparation in the sight of all. Let the groans of prisoners come before you. Your strong arm reprieve those condemned to die. Then we, your faithful companions, will give thanks to your name forever. From one generation to the next, we will offer ourselves into your hands with open hearts. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. For the glory of your name, Adonai Eloheinu, deliver us. A reading from the book of Isaiah. At that time, Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, together with his mother, his ministers, officers, and functionaries, surrendered to the king of Babylon, who, in the 8th year of his reign, took him captive. And he carried off all the treasures of the temple of the Lord and those of the palace, and broke up all the gold utensils that Solomon, king of Israel, had provided in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had foretold. Thanks be to God. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me, for I have sinned against you. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Life. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the reign of heaven, but only the ones who do the will of my Abba. My heart is radiant with Adonai. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and sends the rich away empty. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the reign of heaven, but only the ones who do the will of my Abba.
You made an eternal covenant with your people. Keep us ever mindful of your mighty deeds. Let your ministers grow toward perfect love and preserve your faithful people in unity by the bond of peace. Be with us in our work of building a just and compassionate church and society, that in building we may not labor in vain. Send workers into your vineyard and glorify your name among the nations. Welcome into the company of your saints all who have died, and grant consolation to those who grieve their passing. Abba in heaven, holy is your name. May your reign of love come and your way of loving be lived on earth as it is in heaven. Give us no more than the bread we need for today. Forgive us our sins as we forgive all those who have harmed or wronged us. Keep us free in times of temptation and protect us from evil. For yours is the glory and power of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin most kind, our Mother Mary.